last Gemara here was Oshem Vadi and the Kain, the Mishnah said. In the Chov Dalman Bay, the bottom Gemara. It may learn like this. Egla Rufo Amos Sinaseros. The parish of an Egla Rufo, you find a mace outside the city. We don't know who the murderer was. So Torah says you have to bring an Egla Rufo to Mechapim. So you set aside this Egel, at what time does it become Asa Bahano? So it's a Machlekes. We have Hamnuna Amen Mechaim. Comes Asa Bahano Mechaim before, even when it's alive. So you have to know at what point. That's what we're going to talk about. Rava says no, first becomes Asa Bahano Leyachar Arefa. After they chop off the head, that's when the Egla Rufo first becomes Asa Bahano. But before they chop it off, Rava holds it's like a Mutta Bahano. So it says, Vishleim of the Rava, it's very good. Me'idna dis avid bo maisa. Like we know clearly when it becomes Asa Bahano, when they did a maisa. Elo l'Rav Hamnuna though, me'emisa, the contrary of Hamnuna, he says it's Asa Mechayim, at what point? Like you really know Hegdish, you're not like Pshat, it's like you're Maktish. The Egla Rufa says, so at what point does the Egla Rufa become Asa Bahano? That's the Shaila. So more something of Chofeim. Omer Rav Yanai Gavul Shemati Ataka heard a Gavul, I heard a boundary, I heard a time. But Veshachachti, and I forgot exactly when the time was. But Venasan Chavrayu, my friends, reminded me, like told me a Svaro, Lemaim was said like this, that Yuridofa L'Nachal Eisen as Rosa. The time when you bring it down to Nachal Eisen, that's where they usually make the Egla Rufa. They bring it down to a nachal, to like a river, to Nachal Eson, and over there they make their rifas, and they bring it down to that place, Nachal Eson, that's when it becomes Asa Bahano. Omer of Hamnuna, Mino Aminula. So Hamnuna says, how do I know this? How does I know this said that first bit, it's Asa Mechayim, it's Asa even before you chop off the head? So he said that now I'm learned like this. It says, Halocha, Gemor and Chulin, Ha'ashoychet Poros Chatis V'shor Hanisko V'egla Rufa. If you shecht a poraduma, that's called a poras chatis, ros a shor haniskal, ros egla rufa. Means a shor that has a chiyuv to have skila, a shor that killed a person, ros negla rufa. If you made a shchita, instead of chopping off there, somebody made a shchita. Rashi says the Gemara is talking about the yisa oisa v'yespenoi. That we know the same day you can't shecht the mother and the kid. So let's say they shechted the kid already today, and now they shecht a poraduma, or else now they shecht a shor haniskal, now they shecht negla rufa. So Rabbi Shimon points. Rabbi Shimon says, with this shchita, you potter from the Yisra Oysa of Espenoi, you're not chayiv malchus for Oysa of Espenoi. We'll soon see why. It's called the shchita shayna ruya. But v'chachomi mechayov, nechomis v'no yechayiv, the mice you shechted the kid today, and now you shecht the mother, even though the mother is a shohanisko or an egla rufa, so what? Still, it's also, you're over the laugh. So Bishlem, Rav Nuna says like this, Bishlem, according to me, the amina that I say, mechayim, the Negla Rufa becomes lost even when the animal's alive. It's Asa Bahano. If so, Bo Pligi, Rabbi Shimon of Rabbanin. Then I understand good the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanin. Rabbi Shimon, so Vashchite, Shein Ruya, Loishma Shchita. Shimon also Shchita, that's not fit, is Loishma Shchita. Meaning to say, when you shech the Poraduma, you're not allowed to eat the Poraduma. It's Asa Bahano. Who did the Shoran Nisko is also Asa Bahano. And who did the Negla Rufa, according to Rabbi Nuna, that let's say they brought it down already to the Nachal Eisen. So they came Asa Bahano. Now if you shecht it there, it's also tidit. So therefore it's called a shchita that does not give you a head to tidit. That's according to Rabbi Shimon, that's called Lo Shmei Shchita. But if Rabbanan Amar, Rabbanan held no, shchita Shein Ruya Shmei Shchita, they held yes, it is called a shchita. Even though there's an Issa, a side Issa replied, like it's a Shor HaNiskol, or it's Negla Rufa, but Lamaitse, though, as far as the Hilcha Shchita goes, you did a Kosher Shchita. So it'll be an Issa Issa V'Espenoi. That's good, the Machlekes. When we understand good, Rabbi Shimon says Yipotah. But Liyamin, if you want to tell me though, that Liyachar Reifa, when does the Egla Rufa first become Asa? Bahano. Only after you chop off the head. If so, before you chopped off the head, you're doing a Shchita now. If so, it's Muta Bahano. So am I Potah Rabbi Shimon? What does Rabbi Shimon say? Because you shechted the kid and now you shech the mother, there's no Issa Issa V'Espenoi. Why not? Shchita Ruyi, who is the Shchita, that's Ruya. Because for Shchita, now there'll be a head that teed it. Like it did not become Asa Bahano, it only becomes Asa Bahano if you chop off the head. But here you didn't chop off the head, you made a Shchita. So according to Rav Lechor Tzakash, how could Rabbi Shimon say, Yipota? Because of the Shchita, maybe you want to tell me, I tell you, that several Rabbi Shimon holds, Egla B'Shchita K'sheira. Maybe Rabbi Shimon holds no, that Egla Rufa, true, the mitzvah is to chop off the head. But maybe he also agrees that the Yevit, if you make a shchita on it, that's also considered the mitzvah veg lerufam, and that's why it becomes also but not with the shechita. So and again, it would be good where Shimon holds with this shechita, you're not chayiv for yosef espanoi, because this shechita is not matter with bachila. According to Rabbi Shimon, the shechita ruya only means the shechita gives you heter tidit. But if you tell me now that the shechita is considered like an arefa, so that would also make it also but not. Then it'll be good. The Mor says that's not true though. Like this, more in Chulin that says kosher b'porah. What's kosher by the porah duma means a shechita. Is it clearly possible be egla rufa? It's possible you can't make a shechita on an egla rufa. And possible b'porah. What's kosher? What's possible for porah duma means to chop off the head of a porah duma without shechita. Is kosher b'egla rufa? That's kosher. Mashman, that's the mitzvah of egla rufa to chop off the head without a shechita. Now it explains porah b'shechita k'shero. Be a reifa psula. The paradum, if you stam chop off that of the paradum, it's psula. Mashenkin egla, the loch of an egla rufa, be a reifa ksheva, but chopping off that is like a kosher, but beshrita psula, but making a shrita like it's psula. So see clearly that if you make a shrita on the egla rufa, it's not called the mitzvah a reifa. So according to Rav, it's a kasha. If the egla rufa is not also bahano mechayim, and now you made a shrita, it did not become also bano. So what is Reb Shimon hold? It's not called the shechita. Sishte ketaka kept quiet. Levos of the Norfolk yifted, they went out. Omri said like this, my time, how come you didn't answer? My time, aleminu, how come I didn't answer him back and say that Reb Shimon sova egla b'shechita k'shera and echnami? Maybe taka, that according to Rav, you're going to have to say that Reb Shimon holds with by egla rufa shechita k'shera and echnami. That even though that Gemara says not like that, but in Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon left out that by egla rufa, even if you make a shechita, that's also called a kosher like a reifa. And therefore, the shechita makes it also b'hano, therefore, it's the shechita shenuri according to Reb Shimon. Whereas said of Reb Nuna, how come he didn't like this teretz? From Reb Nuna, Reb Nuna says, no, I mean, maybe that could be teretz according to Rava. But Reb Nuna that asked the question upon Rava says that's not a good answer. Reb Nuna omaloch, le nishtame tona din nishaminon, there's no such tana anywhere in Shas that says that by egla rufa you make a shechitas k'shera. It should have said one place, and then the time we should have said Reb Shimon he. But since it doesn't say it anywhere, therefore Reb Nuna holds even according to Reb Shimon that you make a shechita on egla rufa, that's not a kosher egla rufa, and therefore it's not called an egla rufa, so it should be muta bano. So therefore it's a kosher. Was Reb Shimon says it's not called a shechita. So according to Rav, it's very good. So according to Reb Nun, it's very good. It becomes also Mechayim. But according to Rav, that's the Kasha. Now, Kopon and Rav himself left the answer and say, no, Rav himself left the answer and say, according to Reb Shimon, he'll hold that a Shechit is also called like an Arefa. And therefore, B'shash, you make the Shechit on Egla Rufa, it becomes also Banom. Therefore, it's called the Shechit Shein Uruya. And therefore, there's no Issa Vaisa Vyespanoi. The other one says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Minu, Aminullah, how do I know what to say? That the egla rufa first becomes also b'shas arufa and not before, not mechayim. Midatnam, we learn like this: egla rufa ain't okay. It says now mishnah, but egla rufa is not the same halacha as an ashim toli. That what actually nerfu, if we find the murderer before the bezdin made the arufa, before they chopped off the head, is taitzev b'teruah beit. It says let the animal go out and it's muta, you could use it. That's what our mishnah says. Now if you're going to tell me Mechaim, if you tell me like Reb Nuna, that as soon as you bring the Egla Rufa down to the Nachal Eis and it becomes also Bano, so I might take it with Rabbi Eder. How come you're allowed to use it? Ho Yisus Soleim Mechaim, it already became also Bano Mechaim. So what does our Mishnah say? If you find the murderer after, before you made their rafe, it's Muta Bano, why? According to Reb Nuna, it should become also Bano already. So Moshe Zayin Echanami, Reb Nuna will have to learn our Mishnah, to need learn actually nearest la reifa. Mishnah is saying if it wasn't fit yet to make an areifa, which means it did not come down to nachlesin yet. For the more of that's the pshat, Amos say, what does Sefer say? Mi shenerfa tikova bimkoimai. But if they did already make their roof, they already chop off the head, and then they found the murderer, so says the Mishnah, it's the loss of Bano, because you already did the mitzvah already, and therefore you have to bury it where it is. So the chura, mash monikos, you made their areifa, because you chopped off the head. And according to Reb Nuna, it should have said as soon as it's fit. To me, learn, as soon as it's fit to make the array for minyan, as soon as you brought it down to the Nachal Eisan, that's when it becomes Asa Bano, Senechanami remains that way. Therefore, it's Tikkur, you have to bury it. For the Gemorim came as so, Eimus Seif, what does the Seif of the Mishnah say? It says the Tam. Eimus Seif, it says, Shalasofik Bo Metchila. It says the reason why Legna Rufa, like once they bring it, they chopped off the head, and then they found the murderers are still Asa Bano. Why? Because it came Metchila on a Sofik. So Kipra Sveik of Ochalo. As soon as they like chopped off dead, at that second it was mechapa them. So even though they find the murderer later, but already did what it was supposed to do, so it's called a good par. It's called a good eruf. That's what Tosaf Bano. Now the question is, Dovi mechayim. If you tell him no, according to Ram Nun, it becomes Tosaf Bano. We're talking about now the Mishnah. As soon as it went down to the Nachal Eisan, even before you chopped off the head, so Adayim laKipra Sakusay. So what does the Mishnah say, Loshin? Because you already have a kaporum. You don't have the kapora yet. According to Ram Nun, Mishnah is talking about that you found it before you made the arufa. You found the murder before you made the arufa. So why does the Mishnah say loshen of kipros vekosai? So where the Mishnah talk is not so much like Ram Nun. So Moses says nechnami. Moses says like a teyat tanoi. It's like a machlekas tanoim. The Tanya learn like this. Nema machshir or mechaper befnim. It says a loch of a machshir and a mechaper befnim. Rashi says that's an oshem and mitzayra. It says the Pasha by Bachutz, Rashi says that's Sipori Mitzayra. Machsha Bifnim is the Machsha Bifnim has the Oshem Mitzayra, and the Machsha Bachutz, that's the Sipori Mitzayra. The Mitzayra bring two things, a Korban Oshem inside, and the Sipori that we throw away outside. So, Ma Machsha Mechapom Bifnim, just like the Oshem. Also, bo machsher ke mechaper, the machsher is the same malocha like the mechaper. Rashi says, soye mishdaleach v'egla rufa. In other words, there's a machsher bifnim and a mechaper bifnim and a machsher bachutz and a mechaper bachutz. So the mechaper bifnim is the yoshem mitzayra, and the machsher bifnim is this. Rashi says, machsher bachutz, mechaper bachutz, machsher bifnim. Rashi says what the Tanoi here says Iyasura Mechaim Iloi. The Tanoi of the Rabbi Shmuel Sova Mechaim Asur Hotek of Amnuna. His Machshem of Nesashem Mitzayra. That's the Machshem Mechape Achatoyes Vashamasa. Mechape Bifnim is a regular korban. So it's like this Ma Machshir U Mechape Homa Bifnim. Also, Bo Machshir Ke Mechape, the Machshem like the Mechape, is Af Machshir U Mechape Homa Bachutz. Also, machshir k'mechaper is the same halacha. The Rashi says, ma machshir omer b'fnim. Also, ba machshir osher mitzayra k'mechaper k'shar chatoyes v'shomis. Is af machshir mechaper omer b'chutz. Mitzay tzipor mitzayra de'asurim b'no mechayim. They become also b'no mechayim. K'mechaper b'sor mishtalech v'egla rufa. That they also become also b'no mechayim. So, koponim, this sheet to this turn holds, like Rav Amnun is saying, that it comes also b'no mechayim. There's other tanoim that argue on this. Attacker to machlokes tanoim. Yeah. So kitta to machlokes tanoim with this halacha. When exactly does degla rufa become aser bano? But the Rav Nuna will learn now. Mishnah attacker is a little bit of a kasha. The lashon of Mishnah is a little bit not mashma like Rav Nuna. So one teretz is a nechlemi to machlokes tanoim. Rav Nuna is not going according to the time of our Mishnah, but he's going according to rather a different tana that all attacker degla rufa becomes aser mechayim. So he answers to machlokes tanoim. Now the Mishnah says. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer holds, Misnadav Odom Oshem Tali B'choyim. Person has the right to bring for Nadav an Oshem Tali. Even though we really hold, it's only if a person knows that he did a Sofik Chet, means he ate a piece of meat, he ate a piece of fat, and he has a doubt whether it was Chaliv or Shumin. He doesn't know what it was, he has a doubt, then he brings an Oshem Tali. Rabbi Elezer holds, no. Even though you don't know you did a Chet, still you can bring it for Nadav if you want. Misnadav Odom Oshem Tali B'choyim every day. Or b'chol ha'ishiyot, any time he was, he'd bring an Oshem Toli. Hu ha'yit nikro Oshem Chasidim. They call this Oshem Chasidim, meaning whoever wants to be like a Chasid, they can bring whenever they want, any time you want to, you could bring this Oshem Toli. That's Rabbi Elezer Shita. Then the Mishnah says, Omru Olov al-Bava ben Buti, they said upon Bava ben Buti, shoy misnadav Oshem Toli b'choyim. He also was misnadav every day, brought in the Dava an Oshem Toli. Chutz, but excluding Meyachi Yom Kippurim Yom Echad. Just the day after Yom Kippur, that day, he would not bring an Oshem Toli. Omar HaMoin HaZeh means Bava Ben Buti said like this. Amoinezeh means the name of like Lashon Shavua. He said like this, that Ilu Hoyim Nichna, they would have left me, Hoyisi Mevi, I would have brought a Noshin Tol even the day after Yom Kippur. Eloimimli, but the Chom at that time told me, Hamtem wait, Achit Tikunas Lesofik. You have to have at least some Sofik. In other words, Yom Kippur itself is Mechapur in any Chet that you would have had to bring a Noshin Tol. So therefore, the next day, unless you have a Sofik, you did a Chet, you should not bring the Korban. So according to it, Chomim say back like Omrlo, they say, you can't bring a Noshim Tol unless you have some doubt that maybe you did the Chet. But if you know 100% you didn't do a Chet, you can't bring in a Dover either. So therefore, the day after Yom Kippur, if you don't know for sure you did, or you have a Sofik Chet, you can't bring a Noshim Tol that day. But by the next day already, it's a good chance that most probably you did already, therefore you could bring a Noshim Tol if you want. So that's these two sheetahs here about Bava Ben Buti and Omer Loi. The Bava Ben Buti said he would have brought it every single day, even on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, the next day. Just Omer Loi, the Chum said back to him, no, you have to wait till a day later, till at least you have some type of a Sofik. But the Chum say, Ey Meviyah Moshem Toli Elo Adover Shezdoi Nekoris, the Jagos Echatis. The Chum say, no, you only bring a Korban, you only bring a Moshem Toli on a Chet, that if you would have done it, B'mezid Yivichayit Koris, and now you do it Peshoigeg, Yichayiv Achatis. And now if you have a Suffolk whether you did that or not, then Yichayiv and Oshem Toli. Now the Chom Mekitz are saying that Oshem Toli does not come like in a Dova. It's like a Korban Choyv, it's like a Chatis. And therefore you only bring it if you know for sure you did the Suffolk Chet. But if you don't know you did the Chet, Stam Mas in the Dova, there's no way to bring an Oshem Toli. And we take all that to Chom. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Chayvi Chatoyis V'yashomos V'adoyim. If somebody was Chayv, he did an Averit, he's Chayv a Korban Chatis. He was Chayv to be in Korban Oshem. So, Lokeri Shover Lem Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur appears by, is Chayovim L'Hover L'Yach Yom Kippurim, they still have to bring the Korban after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not Mechapif, they know they did a Vaday Chet, they ate Chaylev, so, or they did, they were over Issa Mila on Kochin, so they have to bring an Asham Milas. But you have to bring a chatas for the chaylefs, even though Yom Kippur went by, it's not a mechaper in those chatoyim, you have to bring a korban. But the chay v'yasham is tluyim, let's say somebody had a suffix, whether he ate chaylef or not before Yom Kippur, that the locha is you have to bring an oshem toli, and then you live through Yom Kippur, it's pturim. After Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring an oshem toli anymore. Yom Kippur is mechaper an oshem toli. Now, mi shebo biyodoi suffix aveiro, biyom kippurim, let's say somebody did a suffix aveiro on Yom Kippur itself. He has a suffix whether he's chayiv a korban or not. So it's a noshem toli. Afilu imcha sheikh, even if it happens mamish near the end of Yom Kippur, even after Shkiba ben Hashmashayis, still potter, still he's potter to bring a korban noshem toli. Because the klal is shekol hayoy mechaper. So the whole day of Yom Kippur is mechaper on you. So as long as it's Yom Kippur now, you don't have a chiyuv to bring a noshem toli. Ho isha shiyesh ole chate soif. Let's an isha has a chiyuv to bring a chate soif. As Nisha, she was a Yoledis, and she has a chiv to bring a chat to Seif. Sofik, she had this a Sofik, when she gave birth, she had a miscarriage. It was a Sofik whether she was mechiv to bring a korban for the nat. V'yovre lo Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur pes boy, is still chayov m'lovli achu Yom Kippurim. She has a chiv to bring it after Yom Kippur. Because the core of the kabonis, Yoledis brings it not so much for a kaporotik aloha. That's tam aloha, they have a chiv to bring it. V'vnei shimach sheres lechel b'zvachim. Because she needs a hechsher to let her eat kochim. Therefore, before they bring it, she can't eat kochim. So even though it's only a suffix, she'll still have to bring this korban. This korban Yom Kippur cannot be mechapa for you. Because not because of a kaporet, it's because she was yoledis, she has to bring a korban, so she still has to bring it. Chatis soif abol a suffix. Let's say someone brings a chatis soif on a suffix. Emisha nimluko noida. After they made the malika, like after the koyin, made the malika of it, and now it's noida. That what? That he's not chai the korban. He doesn't have to bring it. So locher is to cover him. Locher is going to have to bury that it's also an olike. Because the maisa, it's, he did the malika. A malika is only mata by kochim. Now that he came out, he found out. Let's say like now they found out that she was mapple uber, that's potter from the korban. Locher is, she has to stand buried now. Like a regular oif chulin. That if somebody would take a knife chul and make a malika, it would be turning it's a tzasa. Or else some says, because it's like chul and shenishtu will be azara. The chul and shenishtu will be azara, it's like asa bano. And therefore the din is you have to bury it. I will see in the Gemara, some say it's only the rabbanon, you have to bury it. Now the Gemara says, night time of the Rebbe Lezer. What's the reason of Rebbe Lezer that he says what a person could bring a korban nashim toler for nedava. If nashim toler is only a chayiv, if so, then misiadalei amamai sichatas. If it's a chayiv to bring a nashim toler, we did a sofrechet. So once you brought it, you should have a kapora. So how come the locha is that later on, when you find out that the chaylev was vade chaylev, so now you're not yotze with your korban nashim, you have to bring a chatas. Question is why? Amai maisi chatas. Elishramina, this should be a proof that nedovi, that a person brings the nashim toler is only b'taras and nedova. But it's not really a chayv to bring it. And therefore later, when you find out you did a vade chet, you'll have a chayv to bring a chatas vade. For Rabbanim, the Gemara says, oy lo shlomim hu di yosi b'nedu nedova. Oilo nishlomim, that comes with Torah Seneder and Nadova. Very good. Avachatas v'yosham choyveninu. Avachatas noshim, you can't bring with Torah Seneder. It only comes to Torah Sechayiv. It's so v'yosham toli. It's the same aloha, it's also only a chayiv. Ah, yes, the question, Rosh Toli, how come later when you find out you have to bring another chatas? Hainu taimo to maisi mikaimi di misyadilei. The whole reason is that you bring the yosham toli now before you know that your body did a chet. Is Lohogan Olof to protect you from the Yisurim. Rashi says, Mi Yisurim ad Shivodaloi. The Ator Rechosu Agufoi Shal Yisur. Torah has Rachmonis on you, that you should not have to get Yisurim. So if a Torah says, bring the Noshim Toli right away, and then later when you find out that you did a Vadechet and a Chanami, then you have to bring a Chantis. But even right away, that you to bring the Yoshim Toli, it's also a Chayvet to bring it. It's not stam brought for Torah in the Dova. It's only if you did the Sofechet, then you could bring the Yoshim Toli. And if not, there's no way to bring the Torah in the Dova. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Beredi Robel Ravashim, Dilma may be Yoshim Toli, Koilu Shlomim. Maybe, still it's a Kasha of the Rabbonim, maybe Yoshim Toli is like an Oilu Nishlomim. And I'll say like this, Ma Oilu Shlomim. The Yosef Bechayva, the Yosef Nadova, you can bring it both ways. Teras Bechayva, Teras Nadova. Maybe Yosham Tolinami, the Yosef Bechayva, Yosef Nami Vinadova. It's coming to us both ways. Teras Nadova and Nadova, maybe. So how do you know to say, Yosham Toli is only a Chayva, maybe it's also a Nadova? Or Malay, Sacham said back, no. Oilu Shlomim Ika Vinadova. Ksi Vienachnaim with Ika Parsha of Oilu Nishlom, Teras Nadova. Now the Torah says sometimes there's a Chayva to bring an Oilu also. That's not the Ikar of the Korban. The Ikar of the Korban is Bataras and Nedev and Adov. You can bring it whenever you want. Say Nechanami, sometimes it's a Chayv to bring an Eilu, very good. But the reason why it's brought Bataras and Adov, because that's the Ikar Korban Shibai, is an Adov. Mashek and Oshem Tolui, Ikar of a Chayv Ksiva. The Ikar of an Oshem Tolui is a Chayv to bring. So Mela, since the Ikar of it is to bring a Chayv, you have no right to say it should be an Adov also. Even though an Eilu is brought Bataras and Adov, but you have no right to say a Nashim Toli should be brought for Teras in the Dova. Hadamor says, Tony Rebbe Chiyo, kindly the Rav, Rebbe Chiyo learned in front of Rav like this, that Oshem Toli bo al ha nevela. Here's a Kiddush, that if somebody has a suffix where they ate a nevela, even though a nevela is only a lav, he also told you bring an Oshem Toli. That's Rebbe Chiyo learned in front of Rav, that Oshem Toli bo al ha nevela. Rashi says, Kolayim al suffix is a lav. Omalais, he said back to him, Vanant Nan, we learned in our Mishnah, Vechom and Vechom say, Vechom Maimrim, Einu mei v'yoshim toli yelo adobor, she's doing a chorus, and the Mishnah says clearly no, but Vechom say, you only bring a noshim toli on an Averom, that if you did the Avera, b'meizei d'chayiv chorus, v'shin gosoi, and if you did the Avera, you know vada, you did a b'shoigeg, y'chayiv achatis. And now that you have a doubt, you have a suffix whether you ate that chaylev or not, that's when you bring a noshim toli. But not on a nevela, that even if you know for sure you ate the nevela, you're not chayev chorus and you're not chayev achatis b'shoigeg. Now, vi Reb Lezer, if Reb Chiyah goes according to Reb Lezer Shita, if so, v'nadova nami yosi, so you don't have to have a lav, even if you didn't do a lav. Reb Lezer holds any time you want, you can bring a nashim toli b'taras in nadova. So what's trying Reb Chiyah that he says he can bring a nashim toli on a chet of a nevela, on a lav? Why? So Mar says, Amalei said back to him, that my time aloy masnis, how come you didn't learn? How come you didn't learn well? And zimnin sagin, sometimes it happens that tenise kaimi mar, I asked the same question in front of Mama Rebbe, or Mana, who was that, Rabba? I asked this question also in front of Rabba, who does this lacha go like? V'yomlin, Rabba told me, Hamani Rebbe Lezahi, Diyomlo, goes according to Rebbe the second Rebbe Lezah, of the Amruloi, that the Chum said back to him. In other words, this goes according to Chachamim, that he answered back Baba Ben Buta. And then they said like this, that Hamtin Achet Tikonas Labeis HaSafek, that they told him, you cannot bring the Nashim Tali, but there is an Adava right after Yom Kippur, because then you know for sure you didn't do a Chet. You have to have at least some type of a doubt that maybe did a Chet, then you could bring a Nashim Tali. So according to them, even though you only have a doubt if you did a Chet of a Lav, of a Nevelo, that's also enough to bring a Nashim Tali. So it goes according to their Shita, that a real Nadova without a Chet altogether, that you cannot bring it. But when you have some type of a doubt that you did a Chet, even like a Lav of a Nevelo, then you can bring the Nashim Tali for Tervis and Nadova. Omar Ravo, my time of the Yom Ruloi, what's the Takrav Shan Diz Chachamim? My time of the Yom Ruloi, because Omar Kro, the Pesach says like this, Asher loy seyasenu bishgol gavi oshem. The Rashi says, the Pesach is teach us that some Rashi says b'yoshem toli, Asher loy seyasenu bishgol gavi, not do b'shoy gavi oshem, means the afilu leke shgol gavi ela b'midi the lav, even though you only have a doubt the shoy gavi, you didn't have air of a lav. Ta'anu shaloy tiyasenu still chayiv b'yoshem toli. That's the drasha to learn that even though it's only a suffix chet of a lav, still you could bring a Nashim Tali. The Omar Rava says, my time with the Rabbanon, the Yamri, Eim, Evi, Nashim Tali, Elo, Adobo, Shaz, Doin, Nekor, Shaz, Gose, Chattis. What's that Kav Shana Chom, and why do they argue when they say no, a Nashim Tali could only be brought upon a chet, that if you did the chet, Vadai, B'mezi, Dichayev, Koros, B'shoyke, Dichayev, Chattis, now that you have a suffix, if you did it, you bring a Nashim Tali, not on a chet of an avail of a Sonya Lav, Yalfi, they learn out, mitzvahs, michatis, chaylev. That malal, just like by chaylev, it says the word mitzvahs. And there, if eat chaylev, she's doing the cross, but mezi to chayev cross, she's gossa chatis. Afkan, dover, she's doing the cross, she's gossa chatis. Only such a thing, I chayev in Hashem Toli. That's this posse that says, loshin matzvahs, that the posse says, one posse says, your nefesh achas, techato bishkogim yamorets, ba'asois achas, Mi mitzvois Hashem. Says the word mitzvois here, mitzvois b'chelev. Learn out to let Yoni chay b'chorban Hashem toli, only on a chet, that it's like chelev, that the mezi the chay of chorus, peshoig the chay b'chorban, if you did it vadai, and now if you have a suffix, you have to bring a Hashem toli. Tali Mora says, Tani Rabbon, not like this in a braiso, chamisha shomois mechaprin. There are five korban Hashem that comes for a kapora. Rashi says it means Oshem Gezelos and Milois Shevcha Harufa Venozim Metzora. They come for Kapora. Oshem Toli ain't a Mechaper. Oshem Toli comes. It's not a Mechaper. It's not a Kapora Gemur. Rashi says because Lachim Misiyad. The lady, when you find out that Yevadi did the Chet, you have to bring a Chatis yet. So that's called Oshem Toli ain't a Mechaper Kapora Gemur. The Gemara says, "My come." What does the Brayson mean to say? Or my Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, "Hochi come." This is what the Brayson means to say. Chamisha Ashomois Mechaprim Kapora Gemura. There are five Ashomois that's Mechapu Kapora Gemura. The Yoshom Tolu though ain't Mechapu Kapora Gemura. Yoshom Tolu is not Mechapu Kapora Gemura. Udulek Rebelezin, it's not like Rebelezin in this price, though. The Yom that he holds Rebelezin says, Oshom Tolu Boal Ala Nevela. That they bring a Yoshom Tolu even for a chet of a lav, of a chai belav, like a Nevela. Because you're bringing a Yoshom Tolu for a lav, Havada, that's your kapara. Even later, when you find out you vada ate the nevela, you would not have to bring another kapara. So according to Reb Lezer, Noshim Vadai, Noshim Tol is also called, sometimes at least, the Vadai Mechaper. Ravina says, okay, this is what the Brayso means to say. Chamisha Shomois, Ein Acha Mechaper Kaprosan. These five averes that you did, you have to bring a Noshim Vadai. So once you have a chiv to bring it, nothing else could stop you, nothing else could be mechaper for you, but the Yoshim Vadai. Telechi misyade le maisi. But when you find out later, Yevadi did the chet, you'll have to bring a korban, and even if Yom Kippur passes by, Yom Kippur will not be a mechaper for an Oshem Milos or Asham Ashiv Haruf or a Nozim Mitzorah Gzelos. But Oshem Tolui, Acha Mechaper Kaprosa, there is something else to give you a kapar also. Telechi misyade Loimaisi, that if something happens, you find out about it, you would not have to bring this Oshem Toli. What's the case? Kiddushnam, like we learned. Chai v'chatois v'yashom, now Mishnah. Chai v'chatois v'yashom is vadoim. A person did a chet that he's mechuyev to bring a vadai chatis or a vadai Oshem. Shovra le'm Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur appears by, chayovim lohavi. Achu Yom Kippur, still he has a chiyuv to bring the korban Achu Yom Kippur. But Chayav Yashom is Toluyin Peturim. But the case you have a chiyuv to bring only Noshim Tolu, and then Yom Kippur passes by, so you'll have the kapara through Yom Kippur, you don't have a chiyuv to bring another one. So it could be that's true on the Braisa. Then we even go according to Rav Blez also. The Noshim Tolu, something else could also be Mechapra for you. Now, Chatoz the Mishnah, Chayvi Chatoyis V'Yashom is Vadoyin, when you mechuyiv a Vaday Oshom or Vaday Chatis, then Yom Kippur cannot pati you. Tomorrow it says, Ketoni says in the Mishnah, Chayvi Chatoyis V'Yashom is Vadoyin, Shavr Aleim Yom Kippurim, it's Chayovim Lahavi, L'Yach Yom Kippur, you have to Yom Kippur, still you have to bring the Korvim. Even though it goes by Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur is a Mechapur, it's not Mechapur in this Chet, that you have a Chiyiv to bring a Chatis, or an Oshom Vaday. But Chayvi Hashem is Tolim, if you did only a Sofik Chet before Yom Kippur, that's true, you had a Chiyuv to bring a Noshim Toli, and now you did not bring it before Yom Kippur, the Lachar is after Yom Kippur Pturim, you're parted from bringing this Korban. So, Minon and Emile, how do we know this to say this? To say that the Hashem is Vadoin is not Mechapi Yom Kippur. Minon and Emile, Zmer says, Ki Yossi Ravdimu, when Ravdimu came, Omer Ravam, Zanem Ravami, Omer Ravi Chanino, Omer, according to Postik says, Vechi Parala Kodesh, Mitumas Bnei Yisrael, Mepshayim Mechol Chatosom. So we dashin Chatoyim Dumya Dipshoyim. Like, what is Yom Kippur Mechapron? Only Chatoyim that's doing with the Pesha. Mapshoyim, just like Yipshoyim, that the Lav Bnei Korban, you don't bring a Korban on a Chet of a Pesha. Rashi says Dipshoyim means Haino Merdin, means Shemur Bravo, you murdered against your Odon. It's like Neveradon Bemezid. So there's no Korban for that. Is Mela Av Chatoyim, the Chatoyim Adon B'Shoigig, meaning which type of a Chet is Yom Kippur Mechapur on, the Lav B'nei Korban, only on a Chet that you don't have to bring a Korban on, then it's Mechapur. Avu Chatoyim, like a Chayvi Oshem Vadai, an Oshem Chatez Vadai, B'nei Korban, Loi Mechapur, but on the Chet you did that you Chamechui V'Vadai Korban, on that your Yom Kippur is not Mechapur. Therefore, Mishnah said that after Yom Kippur, you still have to bring your Korban. Alright, turn over, continue one on the other side.